You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600.
You're listening to 100andChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100and County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink Building Route 31 at 14 North, North Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100and County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100and-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100and, buy local. Visit www.100andchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Did you know you can listen to hundreds more live 365 stations when you download our mobile app? It's the stations you love, like this one and many more. Just go to live365.com/smartphone and download your free software today. Turns out you can take it with you.
That was actor Denzel Washington's message to the graduating class of Dillard University in New Orleans over the weekend, but in a more angry tone.
One said I exhibited a little bit of uppityism.
First Lady Michelle Obama made racism her top priority.
Another noted that I was one of my husband's cronies of color.
She addressed the graduating class at Tuskegee University in Alabama.
Cable news charmingly referred to me as Obama's baby mama.
Two cultural icons with two very different messages.
The clerks who kept a close eye on us in all those department stores.
I've been protected. I've been directed. I've been corrected.
The people at formal events who assumed we were the help.
I've kept God in my life and it's kept me humble.
And those who have questioned our intelligence, our honesty, even our love of this country.
While many commentators say most don't remember commencement speeches, there's no question which was more memorable.
Don't just aspire to make a living. Aspire to make a difference.
I'm Russ Jones.
And this is USA Headline News.
Good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. And I am sorry I'm starting a little bit late. I had a lot of traffic this morning or this afternoon, so I apologize for that. A lot of cops out today. I'm not sure why, but that's okay. It's a good thing. So, for some of you who might be following me on Facebook or see me on Twitter or even see me on LinkedIn, my show today is based on a talk that I gave 2 weekends ago at the National Eating Disorder Association Walk. Now, I never heard of the National Association of Eating Disorders. However, that's not something... I will say surprising, there's just so many different associations out there for so many things that it's kind of hard to know all of them. However, I had received a call from them, and they said that they were doing a fundraising walk and a walk to educate the public on eating disorders and asked if I would be their guest speaker. And I was very, very honored to be able to do that for them. And I went online to look up the National Eating Disorder Association and found it a very, very informative website and very, very happy to have them contact me and happy to have found them. Because eating disorders really are a big issue. It's a really unfortunate thing that we have, in our country, eating disorders, all around the world also. But it's something that affects both men and women. It's not something that's, we tend to think that it's women, but men also struggle from eating disorders. So, men, you are not alone out there. So, what is an eating disorder? Well, one of the things that I said is it's the relationship that we have with our food, with our weight, and with our body image. And it's a disordered relationship. So it's out of order. It's not functioning correctly. And it is a mental illness, and it is treatable. One of the things that I like to emphasize around the word treatable, treatable doesn't mean it's curable. It means that it can, we'll say, go into remission. But there are approximately 20 million women and 10 million men in the United States that suffer from a significant eating disorder. There are three major eating disorders: anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, and binge eating disorder. And in my talk, I did focus on those three. But there are definitely more than that. So how do you know if you have a binge eating disorder? You may just think you've come up with a really great way of eating and keeping your weight off. You may not even recognize you have an eating disorder. It's just the way you relate to food or your body image. Sometimes we can have a body dysmorphic issue where we look in the mirror and what I see is not what is real. So I look in the mirror. I might get on the scale and weigh a particular amount, but I look in the mirror and it looks like I weigh three times that amount. So what I see and what I actually weigh are two different things. It's like somebody looking at themselves in the mirror and seeing, all they see is like, oh my gosh, I got this huge nose, when their nose isn't any different than anyone else's, but that's, their brain is kind of playing a trick. Eating disorders are often very misunderstood, and it is a serious illness. It's not a lifestyle choice. In fact, anorexia has the highest mortality rate of any mental illness. So more people die of anorexia than they do of depression. One of the things that I liked about the National Eating Disorder Association is not only their desire to heighten and raise the knowledge of eating disorders, but to also support families, help people get support, and raise some funding to help combat eating disorders, because the consequences are devastating. So like I said, there are three basic disorders, and I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments to talk about what they are. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
I got a feeling
come and join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, host for today's show, and I am talking about some eating disorders. Like I said earlier, I had the opportunity to go speak at a National Eating Disorder Association walk a couple of weekends ago and thought I would share some of the information that I shared during that walk. So, like I said, there are three basic eating disorders: anorexia nervosa. It generally means that there's an inadequate food intake. Weight loss is pretty severe, and oftentimes the weight goes way too low. There's an intense fear of gaining weight and an obsession with weight. Persistent behavior to prevent weight gain. There's really low self-image related to body image. Self-esteem related to body image, and there's the inability to appreciate the severity of the situation. So, I'm not that thin. No, it's not that bad. Sometimes there is some binge eating and purging that can go on, but generally it is a restrictive type and does not involve binge eating or purging. And with binge eating, that is a disorder, there are frequent episodes of consuming very large amounts of food, but without the behaviors to prevent weight gain, such as self-induced vomiting. There's a feeling of being out of control during a binge eating episode. There's strong feelings of shame and guilt. And there's indications that binge eating is often out of control, such as eating when not hungry, eating to the point of discomfort, eating alone out of shame because you're ashamed of the behavior of how you eat. And then there is the third one, bulimia nervosa. This is frequent episodes of consuming very large amounts of food, followed by things to prevent weight gain, such as self-induced vomiting or taking of laxatives and diuretics, excessive exercise. There's a feeling of being out of control during binge eating episodes, and self-esteem related to body image is also very low. Like I said, those are the three basic ones. There are other types of eating disorders. Sometimes things like bulimia are less frequent in terms of behaviors. They're more sporadic. There's purging disorders where I'm just purging without binging. There's the night eating syndrome where you get up at night or late into the evening, you start consuming large amounts of food. And so those are just some other ones, but it's really the first three, which most of us have heard of, and are the three bigger issues around eating disorders. So the thing is that how does someone develop an eating disorder? Well, sometimes it's related to a genetic predisposition. But just because someone may have a predisposition doesn't mean that you are guaranteed to develop the disorder. So just because I have diabetes in my family doesn't mean I'm going to become diabetic. However, there's other factors such as peer pressure or trauma. And I believe that quite often trauma is at the root of an eating disorder. And what do I mean by trauma? Well, for me, trauma is anything that is emotional, physical, spiritual, or sexual, where we have felt threatened or abused or have witnessed someone else being abused or threatened. It can be life-threatening or not, but generally it's some type of trauma. And the thing that's interesting is when trauma takes place, there's a chemical change in our brain, and this chemical change may trigger the predisposition towards an eating disorder. In addition, quite often people who have eating disorders have issues around serotonin in their brain. So oftentimes medication ends up being very important. But a traumatic event, you know, so often we think of, oh my gosh, we just heard, if you haven't heard, this horrific Amtrak train crash in Philadelphia. Well, that's awfully traumatic. That's a very clear traumatic event. There's no doubting that that's traumatic for the people on that train. But there are many other ways. Maybe you were teased or bullied as a child, made fun of. People made fun of your body shape. Maybe you come from some type of a dysfunctional home where maybe there's been divorce or abuse. Maybe there's drugs or alcohol in the family with one or both of your parents, or mental illness or physical illness. Maybe there has been sexual abuse and you've been sexualized, raped, incested. These things do play a role. Of course, social media also plays a role. What do we see? You know, you go to the grocery store and you look at the magazines of all these extremely thin women. And we look at you know, the actors and actresses, very thin. We have sayings. You can never be too wealthy or too thin. It's also the kind of relationship that your family has with food. I've yet to figure out, and I don't know if modern families still do this, but I know I got it growing up. Eat everything on your plate. They're starving children in China. I can never figure out how eating everything on my plate is going to help the children in China not feel hungry. But it is a statement about our relationship with food. In addition, maybe we were told, here, don't feel bad. Have some ice cream or have a cookie, or, you know, I'm gonna soothe things over for food, with food for you. Which provides a coping skill where food is the answer. Of course, there may be the inability to deal with loneliness. You may have a difficulty expressing your feelings. You may feel depressed, anxious, stressed, anger, low frustration tolerance, and low self-esteem. These things can trigger an eating disorder. So, the way we feel about ourselves and having poor coping skills and growing up in a situation where there is either bullying, teasing, family dysfunction, it kind of lays the groundwork for the possibility of an eating disorder. The other thing that when I work with clients with eating disorders, it's also, I think about the word nutrition and the word nurture and how closely they're related. So I may have a binge eating disorder because I am trying to nurture with nutrition. And the same thing with bulimia, the overeating and overeating. But then comes in the self-loathing, and so I purge. And with anorexia, the same thing. It's self-loathing, and so I am not nurturing myself with nutrition. And it creates a relationship and a focus. It's very obsessive. It's very compulsive. You know, we've used the term compulsive overeaters. You know, now we're calling that a binge eating disorder. It's even possible that you have a mechanism in your brain that doesn't say, I'm full, like the I'm full switch doesn't turn on, or the stop eating switch doesn't turn off. And so you're unaware of how much you're consuming because you don't ever feel full. Because your brain doesn't say enough. So that is another possibility. But so often, we have developed an unhealthy relationship with food. And it has created an eating disorder. But the good news is, eating disorders are treatable. So, I'm going to take a little break, time for the news, little weather break, and I will be back and talk a little bit about the treatment of eating disorders and the prevention of them. I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Heavy equipment is being brought to the scene of an Amtrak derailment in Philadelphia that killed at least six people. 140 were injured. The train was carrying 238 passengers as it headed from Washington to New York City along the nation's busiest rail corridor. One of the passengers described to WPVI what the crash was like.
Basically, the train tilted over and rolled.
Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter says the black box has been recovered.
We have no information from that particular device at all, because it is currently being analyzed by the experts.
National Transportation Safety Board investigators will begin their probe to determine the cause. The derailment occurred where the tracks curve in the city's Port Richmond section.
It is very close to our Frankfort, Kensington area.
That was Jeria Williams, spokesperson for the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. This is USA Headline News.
Have you ever had a piece of chocolate cake call you into the kitchen? Has the Dairy Queen sign ever forced your car into the drive-thru lane? Have you ever had a bag of chips dive off the counter right into your hands? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby, speaking for the ILikeHowILook.com website. Chances are, at some time in your day, you have been and will continue to be the victim of cravings. ILikeHowILook.com website realizes that you can't hide in your closet all day just to avoid snack attacks. That's why they recommend the 10-2-in-a-chew weight loss system. 10-2-in-a-chew offers powerful, natural appetite suppressants to put cravings on the run. To see a video explaining how it works, just go to ILikeHowILook.com. They will send you a free sample. Most people notice a difference the very first day. It's much easier to lose weight without those sneaky cravings, so watch the video at ILikeHowILook.com. That's ILikeHowILook.com.
Well, the weather for beautiful Hunterdon County today, it is currently 66 degrees, and it will be partly sunny today with a high near 67, so we're almost there. The winds are a little blustery today, coming around 15 miles an hour, and tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 42, so it'll be a little chilly. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high near 70, and the winds will have calmed down to about 7 miles an hour. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 46. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 73. And a chance of showers Friday night with a low of 57. Saturday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 78. And Sunday, again, a chance of showers, but partly sunny with a high near 78 also. And it is currently 12:33.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, and I am talking about eating disorders. And so I touched a little bit on the three basic eating disorders and what they look like. And to note that treatment is available and recovery is possible is an extremely important aspect. Eating disorders are a serious health condition. They are both physical and emotionally destructive and physically and emotionally based. It's really important to seek professional help if you recognize that you are struggling with an eating disorder. And the earlier diagnosis and the earlier the intervention, the greater chance of recovery. Because eating disorders can become chronic, debilitating, and life-threatening. Like I said earlier, that anorexia is the number one mental illness that causes death. So when you're beginning to notice an eating disorder, or sometimes it's a family member or friend that notices that, it's really important to either confront the person gently, or if you notice it for yourself, to decide to talk to somebody about what you're going through. Quite often, the first line of help is a doctor, or even, believe it or not, your dentist. Quite often, a dentist will notice that the enamel on your teeth is beginning to erode from purging. So that's, you know, one thing. Or the doctor notices your skin, you know, your bones are getting brittle, your hair has lost its shine. There are a number of things. Of course, your weight. And so it's really important, if your doctor thinks that there might be a problem, you might think there's a problem, go online, do a little investigating. I think the National Eating Disorder Association website, which is the National Eating Disorder .org, is an excellent website to give you all kinds of information. But again, like I said, the disorder is treatable. All these eating disorders, they are treatable. And depending upon where you are in the illness, in the disorder, you may require hospitalization and inpatient treatment. So that's something really important to know, that this is life-threatening and you may need hospitalization, you may need inpatient treatment. Now, I do get some clients who have recognized that they're, because I am a private practice, that recognize they have an issue, and part of my job is to assess if they need further treatment than just coming to therapy. And so there have been times where I have helped people get into an eating disorder program, and then I see them for aftercare. And there are times when we just work on the eating disorder. When that happens, I'm going to make sure that my client sees their medical doctor. And I also want to make sure that they see a nutritionist. And I'd like them to also see a psychiatrist, because it's important that they get on some type of a medication. Quite often, Prozac is what is indicated. But an inpatient program or residential care is a unit that specializes in eating disorders, helps level out the physical problems that might be life-threatening, and begins to teach people how to have a different relationship with food, often followed up by an outpatient program. One of the things that I like is the cycle of change. And, you know, I know that those of you who have listened to my show have heard about the cycle of change. And I think it's a good, I'm going to call it almost a treatment plan. First, we have a situation where I don't think that there's a problem. I don't think there's a problem at all. But then I begin to recognize, I do have a problem. There's something not right with you know what I do around food. So then I have to start doing some investigating. What kind of treatment do I need? So I'm going to make a decision, make an appointment, see my doctor, make an appointment, see a counselor. And then we start working on action plans. And that's where I would say, you know, getting someone involved with a nutritionist or an inpatient program. For myself, one of the things that I do is I work with cognitive behavioral therapy. And it is the treatment of choice when working with someone with an eating disorder. And then, of course, there are those action plans. Monitoring food, gaining support, going to therapy, journaling, changing behavior, learning how to be uncomfortable. These are some of the things that happen with cognitive behavioral therapies. The other things that may include things such as relaxation techniques, stress management, anger management, developing new coping skills on how to handle emotion, mindfulness practices, yoga, getting in touch with how your body feels when it's healthy, creating an eating plan. So there are a lot of things. And then part of that cycle of change includes a maintenance action. That means I am doing the healthy things for myself every day. Unfortunately, part of the cycle does include relapse, but relapse isn't necessary. We can stay in the maintenance field or the maintenance category, and at some point even change so significantly that the eating disorder is so far in the background of our life that it is no longer a problem. Part of cognitive behavioral therapy includes sort of my belief systems around things. So this is an example. I have an activating event. Something is going on. I am clothes shopping. It triggers a belief that I have. I believe I'm fat. I can't stand being fat. I shouldn't eat so much. And these things trigger behaviors or consequences, which is I restrict my eating, I purge, I exercise to the extreme, I have deep sense of self-loathing. So part of what cognitive behavioral therapy does is it helps change these things so that when I clothes shop, I tell myself I can tolerate it. I might not like clothes shopping, but I can stand it. I listen to my self-talk, and I change it so that I begin to accept myself. And I have an eating program where I have already made choices in terms of what I'm going to eat, and I choose to stick to that program. Eventually, what happens is our brain begins to make changes, so that we are creating new pathways in the brain. One of the things that's the most challenging with someone with an eating disorder is being able to be around food and socialize with other people. Because the focus is akin to alcoholism. I am at a party, there's an open bar, and I'm not listening to what anyone else is telling me. I'm focused on the bar. It's similar. So I'm focusing on how much I can eat or that I'm not going to eat. Or I consume huge amounts of food. And I go into the bathroom and I purge. And it's a vicious cycle. So learning how to be with food in a way that's healthy, there is a mindfulness practice to that that's very important. And it's not easy to make these changes, which is why support and therapy are essential. So I have to take another little commercial break, and I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon.
Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatash of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present hunterdonchamberradio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, and I'm a licensed professional counselor, and my topic today is eating disorders. I did talk about the three basic eating disorders, anorexia, bulimia, and binge eating disorders, and noted that there are others, but those are the three basics. Also, how eating disorders get started. Sometimes it's peer pressure. It's amazing how often young people say, I've discovered a really great way to eat and not gain weight. I could eat all I want. And let me show you what I do. And it triggers that whole process of eating disorders. In addition, we have trauma. And what I had said, trauma is not just something like I had mentioned, that really horrific railroad issue that just took place last night. But trauma can include anything where we're bullied and picked on, where we have experienced an illness in our family, parents divorcing, drug or alcoholism in our family, drug addiction or alcoholism, sexual abuse. A lot of different things. Sometimes people develop an eating disorder because they want to disappear. Believe it or not, people believe that with all of the weight that I am carrying, people don't see me. I'm cushioned. The other thing is the smaller I get, the tinier I get, the less female I look, the less dangerous I would be to be sexualized. So there's a lot of subconscious things that may be going on that trigger an eating disorder. And I like to say trigger because not everyone who's been bullied or grows up in a dysfunctional family, who hasn't, not everyone develops an eating disorder. So there is some predisposed issues around the possibility of developing that. And oftentimes someone with an eating disorder will recognize that they get lost in the process. You know, the very act of binge eating kind of zones someone out, or even purging zones someone out. And it's very much like a drug or alcohol addiction. So there is prevention. And so there is treatment, which is wonderful. Learning how to tolerate being uncomfortable. Learning to have a new relationship with food. Being on medication and therapy, a good nutritionist. These things can really help with making the healthier choices. And learning how to be uncomfortable. You know, being anorexic, weighing 90 pounds to going to a weight of 125 is uncomfortable. It's a healthy weight, but it's uncomfortable. And learning how to be uncomfortable. Learning how to deal with the cravings of wanting to eat more is uncomfortable. And so that is an aspect of it. Learning to eat socially with other people. I've had people say, I can't eat with other people. I don't want them to watch me. Those are some of the things that can go on. And a lot of times it is based in poor self-image and low self-esteem. So prevention. I do want to wrap up the show with that. And prevention is possible in that recognize as an adult your relationship with food and the messages that you send to your children about food and about body image. And, you know, keep in mind, it's not only the message you send your children, but it is also the message you send your children as they are observing you. So it is your own relationship with food, which is also important, and your own relationship with your body image, which is also important. So it's important to remember this happens to both men and women, boys and girls. And so dads, you too have a responsibility in terms of how you communicate body image, your own and that of your children. Very important. Work at teaching good self-esteem. It is a task for parents and teachers and adults to teach good self-esteem. One thing that I think is really important is giving compliments is not good self-esteem. It's other esteem. So when I say to someone, you did a really good job, that is other esteem. I am proud of you. That is other esteem. I'm disappointed in you. That is other. It's coming from someone else. It's important to help your children learn how to develop good self-esteem by asking them how they think and how they feel about how they look or what they've done or how they've accomplished things. That's how you build self-esteem. Ask them the question. So, how do you think you did today on the soccer field? Well, I did lousy. I could have gotten that goal. It was really bad. Okay, so let me help you with thinking about some of the positive things. What are some of the positive things that you did? Well, I did this, I did that, I did get the ball to here or there. Okay, great. And where do you see you could use some improvement? So as a parent, we're asking our children to think for themselves about their own behavior and about making judgments on their own behavior rather than telling them, I'm proud of you, or I can't believe you did that on the field, or those kinds of things. So that always comes from other. So self-esteem is teaching our children how to think about themselves in ways that are positive, self-enhancing, and self-correcting. So we don't want to have our children beat themselves up for making a mistake rather than, okay, I made a mistake. Well, you know, I didn't do so great on my spelling test. It just means that I need to study harder. It doesn't mean I'm stupid. And if you recognize that your child is struggling with something, let's say reading comprehension, as a parent, it's your job to see to it that your child gets the help that they need to overcome the issue. And teach them that it's okay, that we are all different. And some of us need more help in some areas than others. That doesn't mean that you're a bad person. Think about what you do around mealtime. Is mealtime pleasant? Is it time for building intimacy and relationships? I know families are, kids are running around to sports, to this, to that. That mealtime is not as encouraged. Kids are eating on their own. We're eating in front of the iPads. We're eating in front of the TV. We're not having a relationship with food. We're not teaching our children to listen to their own bodies in terms of when they're full. We're supplying our children with garbage to eat because it's easier for us. You have to remember that this is a disorder. And it is about the way people relate to food. We all must eat to survive. We have been given this wonderful gift of taste buds and smell so that eating is enjoyable. Food nurtures us because of it being nutritious. And to learning how to make good, healthy choices, to have a healthy relationship with food, to teach good eating, to teach good self-esteem, to help build intimate relationships, and to encourage health is a huge way to prevent an eating disorder. So again, if anyone is interested, you can go and Google the National Eating Disorder Association. It's nationaleatingdisorders.org. And you can get a whole slew of information. If you are interested in my services or finding out anything more about me or what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarole, two L's, counselor, O-R, .net. Or you can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. And you can leave a message about, or maybe even get me, about setting up an appointment if you're struggling with an eating disorder. I also deal with the depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, early recovery, families who are struggling with addiction, codependency, and couples counseling, grief and loss, anger management. So there's many things that I do, but please go online. Again, that's www.altarolecounselor.net to find out more information, and I would love to hear from you. I hope this has been a helpful show, and that if you are struggling with an eating disorder, that you can get help And let's remove the stigma from mental health and work at getting well. Be back next week. Take care.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today.